Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. The Dallas Cowboys are not as good as you think they are. Or maybe they're just exactly what you think they are.
I had a problem with this tease.
Did you?
Yeah. I've had a problem with a couple of your recent teases.
Why? Hit me.
Because no one's mood right now is thinking, the Cowboys are so good.
No, but I think in general people believe
people are
the Cowboys,
all down on them.
I think people believe the Cowboys are naturally talented, and they don't think that the sum is as good as the parts.
Okay.
And this is saying that the parts aren't that good. That's what this is saying. Oh. So, more on that in just a second, though. Sean, unless you'd like to lead the segment and write all my teases.
Talking about your teases lately.
Bill Belichick is in full spin mode. Bill Belichick's camp is in full spin mode. So, last week, we read the article from Don Van Natta, and then who was it? Was it Seth Walder?
Wickersham.
Or was it Wickersham? This is one of their Seth W's over there.
Seth Walder is the analytics guy. Wickersham is the reporter.
Sure. Wickersham and Don Van Natta had written that article that honestly made Bill Belichick look completely pathetic. Like that he was just sitting around going like, I will give up anything to be a head coach. Please, Arthur Blank, let me do whatever. And they were like, no. In fact, our entire organization voted, and you weren't even in the top three.
Yeah.
You were voted out of the Big Brother house.
If you want to hear an evisceration, Michael Lombardi on the GM Shuffle like two episodes ago, listen to what he does to the Atlanta Falcons organization in front office. He murders them because he's Belichick's boy, and he feels like he has to take up for Bill publicly. Oh, my God. Ryan Pace.
He hates Rich McKay.
McKay.
He can't stand McKay's five. He's like, McKay's five games over 500. He's been there for 20 years. Like, who's still employed other than Jerry Jones at five games over 500 over 20-year stretch?
He attacks them more than Lee Harvey Oswald ever allegedly did. No, but Bill Belichick is starting to get some covering fire from his side. Jeremy Fowler had gone on, was talking with Rich Eisen. Jeremy Fowler has been the one reporting lately, which is always funny to me when it comes from inside. Like when it's another ESPN reporter basically countering something, like when Adam Schefter saying Mike Zimmer's going to get the job, and Rex Ryan goes, "Shut up, Adam, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Mike Zimmer's not going to get the Cowboys job." But after Bill Belichick's exit, there was this talk that he was essentially begging for a job. Well, not so. Nope. Bill Belichick didn't view the Falcons as a quote true contender.
Oh,
that was what sources were saying. Was that he looked at Atlanta, said that's not really a true contender right now, and that he was willing to kind of sit things out, wait a little bit on a better job, a better opportunity, which is, you know, we've heard he's interested in basically anything in the NFC East that's not the Commanders, that's what he's interested in. But this is, again, this doesn't strike me as any sort of like, oh, okay, this makes sense. We clearly, what this strikes me as is like, no, this just continues to feed into how pathetic your offseason was, Bill, and that now you're having to make it look like, well, I didn't choose
he's
them.
He's about to be any port in a storm, Bill.
Yeah. Honestly, like, which
would
is
you how, guys bet more that he ever gets another job?
I think he'll get a job.
I think he's done. Is it going to get better sitting out a year? Or like, are the perceptions of him going to get better in a year?
Is he going to have to go on this likability campaign? Is he going to have to? Is that going to be the mission through
That's
his next
probably
media
why
job?
He's on the Manning things and McAfee and trying to show that he's not the same old curmudgeon.
He's going to go sit in a barn with PFF, and he's going to have it's going to be called the Belichick Project, and he's going to have Peter King write articles for him, and Tom Pelissero talk about how he smashes cantaloupes or something.
Wrong era to finish in, right? Because I'm trying to think of someone else who has been punished for what I call the Bobby Knight tree. It's Knight, Parcells, La Russa, Belichick. Now, La Russa kind of like soured there at the end with Chicago, and Bobby Knight was Saban. Toxic and untouchable. Saban, like, it's the wrong final years for Belichick with the NIL and Gen Z generation.
Yeah, I mean, Saban seemed to do okay, but he got out. He's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I can't handle it anymore.
Saban adjusted. He was just worn out by it.
Yeah.
How many years of NIL did he have?
Couple.
So, like, but it was starting to, if you don't like what Nick Saban's doing to you at Alabama, you just leave.
Yeah, and the thing that Saban did so well at Alabama for years is he had backups who were first-round draft picks. Those guys eventually were like, I mean, okay, I need to go get money. I go get paid somewhere else and I can transfer easier.
I saw something interesting, by the way, the other day about Saban. There was a theory out there. I saw a discussion being had about it, about the idea of, like, what are the chances Saban just gets bored over the course of the next year because he is such a football junkie and he looks for more pure football, and so he goes back and does, like, coaches a mid-major or something in a year. Just basically go somewhere where the NIL factor is not going to be as much, but he can still, like, be competitive and coach football again. Which
no.
I think would be interesting. Now, before we get to this Cowboys roster issue, Mike McDonald is a psycho and he's going to fail in Seattle. Mike McDonald. Mike McDonald is going to fail. That is the Ravens defensive coordinator. Historic failure organization, the Baltimore Ravens, ever since Lamar Jackson got there. For the first time since 2009, this is from Pro Football Talk, the Seahawks have hired someone other than Pete Carroll coaching their team, Mike McDonald, who they brought in there. Mike McDonald has decided to make a few changes. He has removed every single photo around the facility of the Super Bowl era Seahawks teams.
Wow.
And he's taken down all of Pete Carroll's slogans off the wall.
We don't live in the past.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always go,
always wow. Compete and all in. But like Marshawn Lynch's Beastquake run, that was a photo that was up on the wall for a while. There was Richard Sherman, team celebration photos. He's pulled them all down. And he said, I think it's given us a clean foundation to create whatever we want to be. We're not chasing to be like any other team that's been here before. I mean, it definitely feels different. But like to me, this is psycho. This is psycho propaganda. Like you are trying to create some weird cult. I think it's super stupid to essentially erase a team's history from the building.
So, like, are you not going
to
invite back, like, Richard Sherman? Or is Wagner on Seattle?
No. Right now, no.
Okay. Or Wagner, you know, or Russ.
Strange.
Marshawn. Are you not going to invite them back? Like, for events
and
stuff?
This is strange,
at the very least,
man.
You don't want it memorialized on the wall. It's like, I mean, if you go to the Star, you see there's still the giant Witten photo helmet. Of Witten without the helmet. I think there are still Garrett slogans around the building.
Well, I mean, look, if you watch it, if Mike McCarthy came in there and said, I want all these old Cowboy photos taken down the Star, they would just say, no, this is not going to happen. We have tours here.
I understand taking down Pete Carroll slogans. I do understand that.
It's like, such a distraction in the weight room, those old photos.
I know, those old photos, like, of Bob Lilly.
This is not our mantra anymore. This is not the message. You know, I understand taking all that down. Removing team history from the walls is weird.
Yeah, it's
behavior.
Very weird. It's very strange. It's not something you should do.
This guy's a stud, though, in Baltimore. He was a stud.
Was he taking down photos of Ray Lewis?
Yeah.
I don't think Ray takes other people down.
Allegedly.
You're tackling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand that the history.
Find the history, suit, Sean.
The history part, that's something where, like, the owner should step in. Like, no, this is our history.
I mean, imagine somebody walking into Baltimore where he just came from. If he would have gotten elevated as the head coach in Baltimore and he said, take down these photos of the 2000 Ravens team. Don't have them around the facility. It's insane.
It's insane
to
behavior.
Do something like
have
that.
Have you heard anything about him?
Not as a person, no. I mean, I know Adam Dirty went there. He's obviously the defensive coordinator now.
This is Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin did the same thing at Tennessee. Reggie White, Peyton Manning, get him out.
What a success.
And you know what he put up there? He put pictures of Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did. He took down like the Tennessee championship game, Peyton Manning, Reggie White, took them all down. And he said, this is what we're going to create. And he put Reggie Bush and all these USC players up there.
Let's put Reggie Bush,
in
Matt
the Tennessee
Leinart.
Locker room.
I want a statue of Norm Chow up front.
Norm Chow.
he did. Come on, man.
This is psycho, baby. I thought that was stupid. And that just tells me that that's going to fail. This dude is going to be Joe Judge or something else. And it doesn't matter how good of a coordinator he is. This dude will not be. I will put anything on this. Mark this down. Anybody who wants to circle back and say, Bobby can never admit he's wrong. If I'm wrong, there's more than enough proof right now to point it out to me. I'm saying this dude will be a spectacular failure, and he'll be fired in Seattle. He won't last more than 2 years in Seattle.
Early Brian Daboll prediction from Choppy.
Yes, exactly. So the Athletic, their writer over there, Austin Mock, he's one of their big analytics guys, runs a number of simulations, does it for multiple sports over there. NFL, NBA, MLB, has simulations, mathematical models, and different things like that to try and place values on players. And so he has an NFL projection model where he's used it to rank each roster ahead of the draft. So the model takes into account a array of metrics and tries to put a value on every player. It says this value is essentially how many points above average a player brings to his team in a typical NFL game. Positional value weighs heavily when calculating that total. So the running back or linebacker, best running back or linebacker in the league, is not going to be worth as much as the best wide receiver or edge rusher. So after he's put together all these point totals, these are the top rosters in the NFL ahead of the draft. Number one, San Francisco 49ers. Number two, Kansas City Chiefs. Number three, Baltimore Ravens. Number four, Buffalo Bills. Number five, Philadelphia Eagles. So Cowboys outside the top five. Number six, Detroit Lions. Number seven, the Dallas Cowboys. And I thought what was interesting here was Austin Mock wrote that he thought this was too high, but he can't argue with the model. Like, he thought they should actually be lower. He says, I have a hard time agreeing with this one, but I understand why the model ranks the Cowboys here. They have a good quarterback in Dak Prescott, an elite wide receiver in CeeDee Lamb, an elite edge rusher in Micah Parsons, and quality safety play. Disagree with that. The rest of the positions leave a lot to be desired, however. It's just a bunch of position groups that don't move the needle much. If I'm the Cowboys, I'm bolstering the offensive line early in the draft. I remember after the season, Sean, you had specifically said you thought the discussion around they're just so talented had become overblown. Like, that the roster was not nearly as talented as we had all talked about. Do you think that this is roughly where the Cowboys belong?
Yeah. I'm surprised Buffalo, after all the shedding, is up there. You know, Kansas City, I think we think of as like, okay, they're top heavy, and then they have to go ahead and save everywhere else. But they're always top five, five through seven.
Pretty much.
The Cowboys are.
It's interesting. I'm sitting here looking, and I'm trying to think. In recent years, like, we've seen San Francisco like each one of these teams essentially has walked away from a star player. Like San Francisco was willing to say, sorry, we're not going to pay DeForest Buckner. You're getting traded. Kansas City said, we're going to let Tyreek Hill go. Buffalo just recently let Stephon Diggs go. Like, I wonder if that willingness to make tough decisions in the name of being able to preserve depth is something that ultimately is going to hurt the Cowboys because they haven't been able to make those decisions.
Yeah, what's the stat about top five, top six salaries paid in those teams?
Oh, if you have...
the Rams bucked that.
If your top 10 players, you know, go up to beyond 60% of the cap, your average record is 5-11. That's historically over like in the entire era of the cap. Now, that kind of changes when you have quarterbacks and the cap going up and quarterbacks are making so much money, you're having to adjust that. But that's basically what it's been.
Below the belt on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. What?
I swear to God, Chop, if you unblock this number again, I'm gonna read it on the air. I swear to God.
NFL draft coverage and path to the draft is brought to you
gonna do it.
by Zero Res and Pluckers, and that would be the end of Roberto. I think this is RJ and I's favorite segment coming up, the NBA players poll.
Oh, yeah, baby.
What do they say about Luka MVP? Who would you build around? They love Caitlin Clark, Bobby, and how LeBron is catching Michael. Final hour, Tolo Tuesday, along with the Stars losing game one, all next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.